Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mother Nature can often be a test of political leadership. It can make or break careers, and for newbie Governor Charlie Baker, this week's blizzard was essentially his first big political test. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on how he weathered the storm.
Baker gave his first storm press conference on Monday afternoon before the snow started falling. He was methodical and logical as he announced a travel ban.
Based on dependable forecasting models, the Commonwealth will experience extreme snowfall, hurricane force winds, and blizzard conditions for an extended period of time.
Baker showed up in his trademark suit and tie, not the MEMA vest the former governor had a habit of wearing.
Governor Patrick is an enormously reassuring man. And Baker's style is a little different. It's crisp. It's more detail-oriented.
That's Morris Cunningham, a professor of political science at UMass Boston.
He certainly seemed in command of things. He seemed to be an active, hands-on, engaged leader, exactly what he promised to be during the campaign.
Baker didn't go home Monday night. He camped out at a friend's place in Framingham near the MEMA bunker. And the next day, as he gave reporters an update, he was a little more casual, shedding his suit for a sweater.
Today is a snow day. I'm dressed for a snow day.
Some will say Baker was lucky. He's still in his honeymoon period. He had an extraordinarily accurate weather forecast, and power outages weren't as bad as predicted. But Morris Cunningham says even then, Baker took ownership of the situation, and that should not be diminished.
Still, you have to be prepared for it. I certainly think he appeared to know exactly what he was talking about, and his team seemed to know exactly what they were talking about.
Baker held 6 press conferences in 2 days.
There was good communication. There was good coordination.
Ed Augustus is the city manager for Worcester, where snow reached record-breaking heights, 34.5 inches.
There was a responsiveness to when requests were made, kind of a can-do, how do we make this happen attitude.
Augustus, who's a former Democratic state senator, says he's very impressed with how Baker worked with local communities.
The governor has supported the city of Worcester in an unprecedented way by having MEMA provide dump trucks and front-end loaders that are helping us remove some of the huge snow piles that are on intersection corners and close to schools.
Augustus says it would have taken the city weeks to clear up this kind of snow on its own with the existing equipment. Morris Cunningham from UMass Boston says a newly sworn-in exec is always looking for a way to show strength.
Mother Nature, you can't predict it, but it came up and the governor did show competence, and I think that helps him going forward.
Baker passed this first test, and Cunningham says people will respect that. But winter's not quite over yet. Forecasters are predicting more snow for Monday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.